A Certain Heat, written by Ellie Bird and read by Sun Kitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated explicit. Additional tags: semi-public sex, blowjobs, unsafe sex. Summary. Nick manages to play it cool, despite his racing heart and the doubt plaguing him. He gauges Boston's reaction as he swipes through the photos, taking in the post-orgasm picture Nick left him. There are 3 very long seconds where he's sure he's fucked up. Nick stops breathing. And then, Boston looks right at him. "It's frozen now," he says, his voice dropping low. "You didn't fix it well." That's as much of an in as Nick's going to get. Boston has been the star of Nick's fantasies for so long that when he shows up at Nick's job, his brain stops working. Nick looks up from his phone. It's a good 10 seconds before he remembers how thinking works. "You're not supposed to be here," he says lamely, like a jackass, and immediately regrets it. Boston has no idea who he is, which makes it easy to break all kinds of laws, risk losing his job and potentially going to jail, to take a photo of himself with jizz cooling on his stomach and his cock still hard just out of frame. Boston returns for his phone a few days later, looking like all of Nick's wet dreams walking, jeans slung low on his hips, and an open shirt revealing perfectly sculpted arms and veins Nick wants to trace with his tongue. Nick manages to play it cool despite his racing heart and the doubt plaguing him. He gauges Boston's reaction as he swipes through the photos, taking in the post-orgasm picture Nick left him. There are 3 very long seconds where he's sure he's fucked up. Nick stops breathing. And then, Boston looks right at him. "It's frozen now," he says, his voice dropping low. "You didn't fix it well." That's as much of an in as Nick's going to get. He seizes it. He takes a step forward. Close enough he can feel Boston's heat, smell the cologne on his skin. "Come," Nick leans in. "I'll fix it for you." Before he can second-guess it, he grabs Boston's hand and takes off toward the back of the store. He's halfway to passing out, all the blood headed for his dick and his brain shouting at him that he better not fuck this up. If this is his only shot, he better make it good. Boston follows and doesn't resist when Nick pushes him against the wall, display racks on either side of them, and at least one camera above. They reach for each other, and the flame ignites the second Boston's mouth finds his. Nick can't think too much about the fact that he has Boston, subject of his filthiest fantasies for the better part of a year, pinned against the wall where he works, giving as good as he gets with his hands cupping Nick's face, opening his mouth for his tongue and pushing his hips into Nick's. Fuck, it's so hot. Boston slows the kiss to catch his breath, their foreheads bumping, his breath warm against Nick's cheek. Nick's doing his best to appear unaffected, but Boston's thigh between his makes it impossible. He pushes Boston's shirt off his shoulders, revealing a plain tank top and so much gorgeous skin. Nick doesn't love this job, but he can't afford to lose it either. He pulls back, breathing hard, sweat dripping down his temple, pooling in the small of his back. He glances toward the camera and flicks off the light, hoping he looks cooler than he feels. The store plunges into darkness. Nick's breath catches at the thrill of what he's doing, and then Boston's mouth is on his again. Maybe it's because Nick hasn't kissed many people, but he loves the hungry, almost selfish way Boston kisses him, like he's taking what he wants, whether Nick wants to give it or not. His hands are everywhere, in Nick's hair, at his waist, slipping beneath his shirt to run hot fingertips over the vulnerable flesh above his waistband. Boston grips Nick's waist and holds him close. The hard press of Boston's dick against his hip, bumping against his own, is harder than any of his daydreams. He's obsessed, and all they've done is make out. Nick hasn't given many blowjobs in his life. A couple one-night stands, and a few times with Sand when they first started living together, bonding over the shitty rich boys they kept meeting. He's definitely never blown anyone like Boston. Cocky and cool. Confident and careless. For all of the times Nick has imagined getting down on his knees for Boston, the reality is infinitely harder. They could very easily get caught, which only adds to the thrill. Nick gets Boston's jeans undone and falls gracelessly to the floor. There's zero hesitation when Boston slips his hand into Nick's hair. Nick is wholly unprepared for how fucking hot it is. He pushes his face into the thin material of Boston's underwear, breathing in the heat and scent of him. They're black and expensive, and when he rubs his cheek over the rigid shape of Boston's dick, a hot, heady arousal pulses through him. Nick deeply regrets that they have to do this in the dark. He'd like nothing more than to be able to look up while Boston fucks his mouth, watch the pleasure on his face. He'd like to take Boston's load like a scene from the porn he watches, lips open, tongue out, face upturned. Fuck, he's so hard he's going to come just from getting his mouth on Boston. The truth is, Nick is wildly out of his league. He's putting on a good front, hiding the trembling in his fingers and the frantic race of his pulse. Boston's breath catches when Nick tugs his underwear down his thighs and wraps a hand around his cock. Nick's heard rumors about the way Boston fucks, the size of his dick. The reality of it, like everything about this so far, is so much better. It's not all that bigger than average, but there's a thickness to it that already has Nick's mouth watering, his jaw aching in anticipation. With his fist at the base, Nick leans forward and licks up the length of him. He's wet at the tip, and that's both gratifying and so fucking hot, Nick grabs himself through his jeans as the salt gathers on his tongue. Like a reflex, Boston's fingers tighten in Nick's hair. Boston doesn't apologize, but he loosens his grip and slides his fingers along Nick's scalp in a silent apology that Nick feels in every inch of his body. "It's okay," Nick says raggedly, looking up, though they can't really see each other. "I like it." He doesn't know for sure whether he does like having his hair pulled, but he's ready to cum his brains out just from having Boston's dick in his hand. He can't imagine not liking anything as long as Boston's involved. "Yeah," Boston says, his voice a rumble of sound that sweeps through Nick as intensely as if Boston touched him. Boston tangles his fingers in Nick's hair and pulls, enough for him to feel it in his scalp, down his skull and all the way down his spine. "Take it in your mouth," Boston instructs. He sounds smug and amused. Nick doesn't know why it's so fucking hot, and he is not going to examine it now. With Boston's hand in his hair, tugging him forward, Nick opens his mouth and takes the head between his lips. "Oh, fuck," Boston groans. The sound is the best kind of praise. Nick wants to chase it, wants to do anything he can to get Boston to sound like that. His lips stretch around Boston, and he struggles to take more of him. He tries to cover his teeth, let saliva pool on his tongue to make it slick and easier. He can already feel his lips and mouth getting sore, trying to take Boston in deep, wanting to make it good. Good enough that maybe Boston will want to do it again. Nick likes giving head. It gets him off. He's come with his hand on his dick, blowing sand, loving the way it feels to pleasure someone. Blowjobs are hot. But blowing Boston, the known fuckboy who can have, and has had, anyone he wants, is the hottest moment of his life. If he's not careful, he's going to come in his underwear like a teenage fanboy with a chance at his idol. Nick doesn't have a whole lot of shame, and the idea of Boston watching him come in his jeans while he's on his knees makes his skin hot in that stomach-squirming way he kind of likes. Boston is demanding and eager and selfish. Within seconds, he's fucking Nick's mouth with quick, arrhythmic thrusts. The snap of his hips is fluid, the muscles in his thighs and ass firm and flexing, as he uses Nick like he's there for his pleasure and nothing else. Except occasionally, his fingers slide down Nick's cheek, a thumb stroking the corner of his mouth. And once or twice he mumbles, "Fuck, that's good." Nick's face is hot. Sweat slides down his temple, his ears filled with the sounds of the sloppiest blowjob he's ever given, the occasional, obscene, gagging sound as Boston thrusts too deep. Nick loves it. He wants to spend the rest of his life doing this. He wants to shove his hand down his pants, wrap a fist around his dick, and come all over himself, but he doesn't want to stop. Doesn't want to be without the heavy taste of Boston on his tongue, the weight of him stretching his lips. His mouth and chin are wet with spit, his cheeks tear-stained from choking on Boston's dick, and he cannot get enough. "Nick," Boston gasps, and he grips Nick's hair hard enough that he lets himself be pulled, panting and gasping, off Boston's dick. "I'm gonna come," he says, ragged and breathless. Nick takes the chance to fumble a button of his jeans open. He smears his palm across his mouth and wraps the same hand around himself. The first touch shoves him to the edge, and he can't help the way he hunches in on himself, the hungry sound he makes. His cock drips pre-cum, the length of his dick rock solid beneath his fingers. Nick tries to take Boston back between his lips, but he hasn't let up on the grip in his hair. He makes a face and shudders, his entire body straining to keep from coming. Boston tugs a little harder, forcing Nick's head back. They can't see each other as well as Nick would like, he's desperate for, but he can feel the intensity of Boston's eyes on him. He makes a low, approving sound, like he likes what he sees. "Fuck, you like this, don't you?" With his free hand, he smears a thumb across Nick's swollen, sore mouth, spreading saliva and pre-cum. Nick says intelligently, and tries to get Boston to face-fuck him again already. If Boston's waiting for an answer, Nick's shame, whatever little he had, has gone up in smoke, and he chokes out a breathless, "Yes." He licks his lower lip where he can taste Boston. "I love it." He's going to spend the rest of his life thinking about this. He's sure nothing will ever measure up. He hears the catch in Boston's breath a second before he groans, "Fuck," and holds Nick back on his cock. Boston untangles his fingers and spreads both hands across Nick's head and sets a brutal pace. Tears drip down his cheeks. He splutters once, but manages to keep his jaw relaxed enough to take everything Boston gives him. His own cock pulses and leaks down his fist. The only warning Nick gets is a muttered, "Nick, fuck, before Boston pulls him close and goes still. The first taste of cum hits the back of his throat. It's hot and bitter, and Nick chokes, moans, and comes all over his fist, his thighs, and the floor. Nick swears he leaves his body. He stays there on his knees, half blacked out, body shaking through his orgasm. He leans his forehead against Boston's thigh and tries to remember how to breathe. He wants to remember every filthy second of this, to store it away in his memory to examine and remember again and again, his own personal porn. His mouth feels empty. He runs his tongue over his teeth, his lips, the corner of his mouth, chasing the taste of Boston's cum. Eventually, Boston pulls him up off the floor. Nick feels unsteady, but he fakes it well enough. Boston spins them so Nick's back is up against the wall. His jeans are still open, his dick still hard. Boston puts his palms flat against the wall, framing Nick, and before Nick can register what's happening, Boston leans in and licks between Nick's lips, slipping his tongue inside. It's the hottest kiss of his life, and over way too soon. When Boston pulls back, he doesn't look away as he tucks himself back into his jeans. He leans in close like he's going to kiss Nick again. "Call me if you want to do this again sometime," he says, and takes off toward the front of the store. The end. Thanks for listening.